Thanks for spending time with us all on the green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Nearly half of Americans believe ghosts exist. The concept of spirits is fundamental in many cultures around the world, and they regularly show up on television, in books, movies, and folklore. This continues despite skepticism from the scientific community, raising questions about if seeing means believing. University of Delaware Communications Professor Paul Brewer, Delaware Politics Director at the UD Center for Political Communication, sought to answer that question in a new study exploring the link between social media use and belief in the paranormal. And in this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon spoke with Brewer about the study and what it found.
I'm sure our listeners recognize you from Delaware Public Media's political coverage over the years, including our recent segment here on The Green, breaking down the Delaware primary results, but it's October, and that means Halloween, and a good time to discuss the paranormal, like ghosts and UFOs and the like. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of your study, you're someone that's as interested as anyone in this space outside of the research you've done. I know now that we're both big fans of the X-Files, so why do you decide to conduct this study specifically and look at something like the link between social media and YouTube consumption and use and the belief in the paranormal?
All right, so kind of a personal answer and then a more professional answer. Personal answer is I've always been interested in media portrayals of paranormal phenomena since I was a kid, big Ghostbusters fan, big X-Files fan, like you mentioned. But I think it's also interesting from the point of view of looking at public opinion and media influence, because polling over the years has shown that a substantial percentage of the public says that they believe in paranormal phenomena like UFOs and ghosts, and to a lesser extent, things like Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. And so that raises the question, what shapes these beliefs? Where do members of the public get these ideas, these viewpoints? And so for about 15, 20 years, I've been dabbling in studying media messages about paranormal phenomena and public attitudes and beliefs about them. And it's one of these topics that comes and goes in waves. I feel like we're in the middle of a wave right now ever since this burst of publicity surrounding U.S. government investigations into UFOs, or unidentified aerial phenomena, as the U.S. government prefers to call them. So in 2021, there was a big report that the Pentagon put out about this topic, and it generated a huge amount of publicity. And also from Gallup polling, it suggests that public belief in UFOs went up in response to this, which raises the question, you know, can media messages help shape these beliefs? So last year, we published a study where we looked at how different forms of media use are linked to belief in UFOs. And we found that, not surprisingly, watching paranormal-themed documentaries is linked to believing in UFOs. Now, that could be a chicken and the egg thing. Do people watch paranormal documentaries because they already believe, or do the documentaries shape their beliefs? We also found some other interesting stuff, like watching Fox News is linked to believing in UFOs. And if you look at Fox coverage, they cover UFOs more than any other cable network. But one finding that we were particularly intrigued in was that YouTube use was linked to believing in UFOs. And this is not just watching YouTube videos about paranormal topics. This is YouTube use in general. That made sense to us in that there's a lot of paranormal content on YouTube. And, you know, for a lot of people, seeing is powerful. And there are a lot of, you know, videos about this. So maybe something about YouTube is particularly influential in shaping people's beliefs about UFOs. But we didn't really have a good sense of what was out there on YouTube about UFOs or other topics like ghosts. And so we did this study where we got the most popular YouTube videos about UFOs and ghosts to see what messages were out there. And what we found was that there were some really popular videos. So the average number of views for the videos we looked at, for ghosts, it was over 1 million. For UFOs, it was over 4 million. So a lot of people watching these videos. So what kind of messages were there? But one thing we found was that there are a lot of what we call paranormal claims. That is, suggestions that paranormal phenomena are real. UFOs are real. Hauntings are real. So most videos we looked at had those claims. Not very many skeptical claims, by contrast. Also, most videos had purported footage. So supposed footage of the phenomenon in question, so UFOs or ghosts. Not very many videos had scientific sources. More had government sources, because a lot of the UFO videos talked about government sources, you know, U.S. Navy footage of unidentified aerial phenomenon, that sort of thing. So, kind of big picture here, a lot of popular videos, most of which at least suggested that paranormal phenomena are real, most of which showed videos that were supposed to be paranormal phenomena. Not many scientists out there in these videos to say, well, this isn't real or to debunk it. So, put that together, and it seems like a formula for messages that could help bolster belief, reinforce belief in paranormal phenomena. So, we'd already found that YouTube use was linked to believing in UFOs. Same story for believing in ghosts. So the more people used YouTube, the more they said that they believed in ghosts and haunted houses.
What is it about YouTube and perhaps modern media like TikTok and whatnot that has the ability to effectively shape and influence people's belief in the paranormal? Is it simply because seeing is believing? The amount we're using these apps or watching video on YouTube or TikTok, or is there something more to it?
So, lots of interesting questions there. And from the results it described, we can't necessarily piece together what exactly is going on. But there is other research out there, I've helped do some of it, that does show exposing people to specific messages about paranormal phenomena. Maybe an image or maybe a story can shape some messages, can bolster belief, especially messages that have credible cues, that have visual evidence, while others, messages that debunk or mock paranormal phenomena can reduce belief in the paranormal. So, what kind of messages, what kinds of audience members, what viewing or listening situations? And that's something we're still trying to explore. One thing I do feel at least reasonably confident looking at our study is if YouTube is linked to people's beliefs in paranormal phenomena, it's probably not because they're citing credible scientific sources to bolster this, because there weren't any. When we looked at YouTube, another thing that we found was that most of the videos were from traditional media organizations, a majority of them. So we're talking here like the History Channel or 60 Minutes. So that might give these videos some credibility. You brought up TikTok. So that's the next phase in our project. So we are writing up a paper right now. We did another analysis where we looked at TikTok videos about paranormal phenomena, UFOs and ghosts and cryptids. And there we found some similar patterns, lots of paranormal claims, not very skeptical claims, lots of video footage, almost no scientific or government sources. But the videos were from, for lack of a better word, almost entirely from randos. We looked at almost 250 videos. There was one from the Travel Channel, and I think that was the only one from a traditional media organization. Next step would be to show people these videos, show some people one video, show other people a different video, show other people no videos, and see if watching the videos influences their beliefs, and see if different kinds of videos have different effects. And maybe also ask people, in their own words, when you watch this, what do you think about this? So we expect, some people might think it's just fun, some people might be believers, some people might scoff at it. So we're interested in trying to get into people's heads and find out what goes through people's heads when they watch these kinds of videos.
There's an interesting push and pull here, Paul, when it comes to these YouTube videos where this general concept of the paranormal is at least mainstream thought process here. It's rejected. But then, some of these YouTube videos are based in credible, and reliable mainstream sources. That's an interesting dichotomy, is it not?
It is, yes. So if you look at mainstream scientific opinion, almost by definition, mainstream scientists reject paranormal phenomena. And UFO, if you ask most scientists, they would say UFOs are not evidence of aliens visiting the Earth. There's no Bigfoot out there in the forest, that we have no evidence for ghosts. But if you look out in the media environment, I think you can find kind of if people are looking for signals or cues about what to believe and what not to believe. Like major media organizations talk a lot about this, and I think that can bestow an aura of legitimacy around these topics. People who portray themselves as UFO researchers or paranormal investigators, oftentimes, if you watch a show like Ghost Hunters, they kind of dress themselves up in I call the trappings of science. They've got their like night vision goggles, they've got their infrared thermometers, they have jargon about hotspots and e-meters. and it makes it sound sciencey. So maybe that's another source of legitimacy. And then with UFOs, you've got the federal government saying, well, we're investigating this. And you have NASA having this task force investigating this. And even if they don't say UFOs are real, or even if they debunk some reports of UFOs, just the fact that they're investigating it and major media organizations are talking about them investigating it might send a signal to some viewers, some audience members, hey, there's smoke here. Maybe there's fire here too.
Right. Yeah, and to follow up on that then, you'd say that this study, this thinking can essentially apply to, other ideas perhaps that sit outside of or at the fringes of what mainstream media deems acceptable.
Yeah, so that's part of the bigger picture for why we're interested in this. I think belief in paranormal phenomena is an interesting phenomenon in and of itself, but understanding how and why media messages shape these beliefs could also help us understand how media messages shape other sorts of fringy beliefs, like conspiracy theories about things like COVID vaccines. So potentially fringy ideas with major consequences for politics or public health. If the sort of media effects processes are the same, if they carry over, and some of the same people who talk about paranormal phenomena also talk about these. Another media source we found that was linked to paranormal beliefs was listening to Joe Rogan. So Joe Rogan talks about UFOs. Joe Rogan also talks to a lot of conspiracy theorists. So maybe by understanding what media have to say and what people believe about ghosts, we can also understand some other sorts of phenomena, some other sorts of beliefs that are going on out there that could have political and public health effects.
Yes, and we are in the thick of that right now, being election season rolling ahead to the November general election, and hearing all sorts of, Springfield, Ohio, and dogs and the like. But, in the spirit of this conversation, Paul, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. I'd absolutely love to know any good personal experiences with with the supernatural or the paranormal. Any good stories there? Is it all just what you're finding in the research realm?
Yes, so I always get this question at the end of interviews, and so my standard answer is, so I have not seen anything that struck me as an unexplained phenomena. Like I would love to, that would be fascinating. That would be great. One thing that we're actually interested in that we've been doing some survey research on is not only do people believe in these phenomena, but do people want to believe in them? So I haven't seen anything, but it would be fascinating to see a UFO or to see a ghost
Right.
or to see a Bigfoot. Hope springs eternal.
Thanks to University of Delaware Communications Professor Paul Brewer and R. Kyle McKinnon for enlightening us this week.